Well, it's Brian.
Hey, Brian, it's Ruben. How are you doing?
Good, Ruben.
All right, so I spoke to your guy. Got some data for you. Want me to kind of share it with you?
Sure.
Okay, so whoever this guy is working with for loans has put together some killer deals for this guy. He's a new business, and they've been crushing his offer. But the way I think this guy kind of feels, and just to share the insight he told me is, and it sounds like he's financed smaller amounts. So the first loan was with 5% down. The second loan was with some more money down. This guy's gotten killer rates. I'm actually not afraid to offer a customer a great rate because you've got a guy that's saying, hey, look, I want a really low rate, but I want to put a lot of money down, but I want a low payment. The real answer should be, hey, don't put a lot of money down, pay a slightly higher payment, and increase your cash flow. Because the whole issue here is this. This machine's 145 grand. He also said there's one machine that's used that's 120, correct?
Correct.
He said he's been offering approval for and at the end of the day, between you and me, he has an awesome effing deal. Pardon my language. It's great. But the problem is, you just have a guy who's like, most people just, they'd say like, you're a two-year-old business. You don't have business credit. Your file's declined. Hang up. But I think whoever you're working with is saying, hey, great. We'll want to keep you guys happy. The challenge is that it's a $1.6 million a year business. The guy said he has 50 grand in the bank. So it's borderline suicidal to ask someone for 30 grand down on a deal that has 50 grand in the bank. Because that's when you turn a customer that has – that's when your customer goes from actually being able to manage payments to suicidal. So he actually has a really good deal. Just, no, don't take it the wrong way. Great, great deal. So let's move on to the next customer. What can we do for him? Well, I think if he doesn't get through finance through us, I think he'll use this loan regardless. But –
okay.
I'd like to help you out, and I'd like the opportunity. So here's the way that I'm going to approach it. I'm going to see if I can find him. I'm sending him an application. The 116 machine, is that, or the 120, is that ready to sell or no?
It will. I'm building the new machine. What it is, it's a two-month-old machine, and the guy's business is just taking off. He got a big account. And so I'm replacing that machine for a much bigger machine. And so then we're buying that one back.
Cool. So, and then you're reselling it to this guy, correct?
That would be the idea. Yep.
Cool. So the kind of idea here is this. There's no point in fighting with someone like this. If he wants to put all this money down, great. I'm going to see if I can get him a pretty thinly cut approval for the 100, or because if he wants to put 20 grand down, let him do it. And then I'm going to see if I can get him something with less money down, and kind of he can quote unquote pick his poison. My whole value is this, and it's just kind of corralling someone and saying, "Hey, look, dude, here's reality. You have a customer saying, I refuse to pay 10%. 10% is not a bad deal. It's just not the best deal with 20% down. But to share with you, like, I don't crap on people. The deal that your guy has done for him is pretty solid. It's just, you got to kind of, this guy is a bit emotional, it sounds like.
Yeah, he is. That's the way he is.
Okay. So, but I think what the whole game plan is, I know I have one program that most likely he'll qualify for. It will be at a similar rate, but the whole idea is, hey dude, here's the option. Why don't you get the same rate of interest, but not have the caveat of 20 grand down, have the caveat of a few bucks down.
I think that he would do that. I think, he sees a rate, and in his mind, he thinks he qualified for something better. But then he also sees the 20% down, which they're asking him to put $29,000 down, and he's just like, holy shit, I'm just getting it from both sides. And
correct.
And I don't know if there's something that you can do with that to alleviate one of those. And I would say it's not so much the rate, it's the money down.
Well, so here's what he basically told me. He feels, and this is just my theory, he feels, hey, I've worked with this company, and every time I do a deal, it gets worse. So he feels like, oh, I went from 5% down to the second deal, 10% down and a higher rate, to now this deal, more money down and a worse rate. Which is, the reality is, the guy that you're working with, it's a small community. He's saying, dude, like, he's basically saying the message, like, hey, dude, you can't qualify, just take the deal. I think that that's what I would be saying in this situation, but I can also understand the flip side of the customer. But okay. And it's also a 48-month term, I guess, not a 60-month term. But the way I approach it is, I'm like, hey, I don't want the guy who you're working with his email. I'll just tell you the best thing I can do. But yes, based on what he told me, I think we can get him something pretty nice.
Okay. Okay. Well, so what would the next step be? He's got to fill out your app? Or
yeah, so here's the next step. He said his credit was ran twice, so I'm not going to – I can do what's called a soft pull. So I'm going to have his credit ran. I'm sending him an application. He's going to send it to you tomorrow. Then I'm going to put it together. I can pretty much furnish you – I'm going to send this out for – there's only three programs in my mind based on the time in business that will work okay. for this guy to actually make him happy. And that will be okay. here you go, here you go, here you go. Furnish you answers if I get my application tomorrow. Furnish you answers by the end of the day tomorrow, and then okay. hopefully get it done. But yeah, just to share with you, the guy that you're doing with, he's actually put together a nice deal for this guy. But I think the guy is kind of puffing his chest out and saying, "Oh, I can put 20% down," but I don't think I think that scares the bejesus out of this guy.
I think so. Yep. Nope. I agree.
Yeah. So yeah, thanks for the opportunity. I'm sending him the app right now.
Okay.
And then I just wanted to keep you informed.
Okay, that sounds great. I appreciate it.
You got it, brother. Bye-bye.
All right, thanks.